even if they sin against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times come back to you saying, I repent, you must forgive them. Luke 17:4. 70 times 7. He was so supportive, initially anyway. Trusting him was easy because he had all the makings of an honest soul. He was an edifier. He made it very clear that he was in our corner. He gave our family a sense of security. This season of favor lasted long enough to condition us into believing that we made a positive choice working with him, until he removed his mask and revealed his true colors. We were completely blindsided. He traded words of edification for the threat of consequence. Support turned to enmity. We could not understand how a relationship so positive could change so dramatically when, to our knowledge, nothing happened to provoke the change. We were so confused. How did such a kind Christian man become so ugly? It's been many years since his betrayal, but that event is still marked as bizarre when I look in the rearview mirror of my life. Who is the man who turned on us? He's the same person who turned on you. He's the one who left you wondering what went wrong. He's the surprise you never anticipated or wanted to experience. He's the one who left a landmark on the tracks of your memory. So how do we process forgiveness when life throws us a special brand of crazy? Let's look at an interesting conversation that took place between Peter and Jesus in Matthew's gospel so we can learn how to handle offenses effectively. Then Peter came to him and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? No, not 7 times, Jesus replied, but 70 times 7, Matthew 18:21-22. If we were to decode what Peter was really asking, we would hear, when can I stop forgiving? And Jesus' response, never. I think that Peter believed he was being generous when he approached Jesus about this subject. After all, his suggestion of a 7-fold forgiveness package is more than most people would offer a thoughtless violator. But Jesus didn't nest on Peter's generosity. He responded with an exorbitantly higher expectation of the young fisherman. 70 times 7. Peter's 7-fold forgiveness package is a challenge, but 70 times 7? Impossible, at least in human terms. I was well aware of this scripture when I faced the crazy man in my life. But how could I even begin to approach this math equation when I didn't possess an ounce of forgiveness for him? I didn't have the answer, but I knew I wanted to move on in a healthy way. I knew that if I didn't, my emotional and spiritual health would suffer as a result. So I took some time to meditate over that painful season. I needed God's guidance to process this situation. It was then that God revealed another surprise to me. He showed me how my actions actually played a role in my confusion. Mistake number one. I was determined to see the best in this man, so I failed to make room for human error. It was through unrealistic expectations that my mind painted an ideal picture. Reality teaches that people will disappoint at one time or another. The truth is, when anyone other than God is lifted high, the only direction left to go is down. Mistake number two, I let my disappointment turn to outrage. In my case, great expectations were a precursor for great disappointment. My disappointment became the forerunner for outrage. When I began to feel a spike in my emotions, I should have run straight to the Lord. He was the only one who could stop the angry cycle in me before it took flight. Mistake number three. Once outrage set in, I stewed in my angry juices for quite a while. The more I reviewed the situation, the more obvious the injustice became. By focusing on every dirty detail, I was feeding the flames of my anger. I was creating fertile ground for an unforgiving heart. I made 3 mistakes. You know the saying, 3 strikes and you're out, right? Wrong. I am so thankful God operates on the 70 times 7 plan too. Now don't get me wrong. I'm not letting my perpetrator off the hook. His conduct was wrong for sure. But keeping my father's commands should have been my number one goal through that unpleasant incident. Hot emotions require a heavy coating of prayer. If only I had given my energy to prayer instead of vengeance, my story would have been written quite differently. Since I didn't handle the situation properly, I fell from grace as much as that man did. I'm so thankful we have the Holy Spirit to illuminate truth. If not for the Lord, I wouldn't have been able to see what I had done wrong, and my ignorance could have held me captive in emotional and spiritual bondage for a very long time. Here's a heavenly math equation worthy of a mental bookmark. 70 times 7 equals always. God's plan for forgiveness is beautiful. When we extend forgiveness, we are leaving offenses in His capable hands. It is then that He empowers us with the grace and mercy we need to carry out the 70 times 7 plan. 70 times 7. What great math. It's supernatural. It's the gateway to living light, and it's the only way to approach forgiveness. Question to ponder. Conflict disrupts our connection with God. What earthly circumstance is worth the cost of such a priceless connection?